Gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our salvation. Amen. Our first scripture comes from the book of Psalms, Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we rejoiced. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the watercourses in the Negev. May those who sow tears reap with shouts of joy. Those who go out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, carrying their sheaves. And from the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Counting down the days till Christmas. We're going to begin our trip around the world in Germany, where the Advent calendar originated in the late 1800s. The wife of a preacher made small boxes and filled each one with a special treat, one for each day for her impatient son. Like many of us, he had a hard time waiting out the long month of December. This young man, Gerhard Lang, became the first to manufacture illustrated Advent calendars in the early 1900s. Today, children in Germany open one of the 24 doors of their Advent calendar every day. Hidden behind each door is a picture, a chocolate treat, or a small wooden toy. On Christmas Eve, the children have to leave the room and wait for the Christmas bell to ring. The Christmas tree, which has been hidden away, is then unveiled, and the family gathers around it to exchange gifts. The children are always hopeful that Father Christmas will come to the door and deliver the gifts himself. Surprise you that Japan celebrates Christmas because their biggest holiday is always New Year's. The Japanese people became familiar with this celebration through manufacturing Christmas products for other countries. But they don't celebrate in what we would consider traditional ways. They don't even get the day off. Stores, malls, and cities decorate with lights. In some places, artificial trees can be seen with glass or origami paper ornaments. Christmas Eve is a very special occasion. Its focus is love for children and giving of themselves to others. Families order a Christmas cake from a bakery for Christmas Eve, made with whipped cream and strawberries. Children sing carols and learn skits about the Christmas story to present in hospitals or stores. Families exchange gifts and share an evening together. Everything is celebrated on Christmas Eve, because on Christmas Day, the Christmas lights come down in preparation for decorating for New Year's. Since the Japanese have only recently begun celebrating Christmas, they don't have traditional carols of their own. But one of the most popular carols in Japan is Kiyoshi Konoyuru. Will be due south. We're headed down under to Australia, where December 25th may be the hottest day of the year. Instead of snow, you might see lightning or even hail, but usually it's a typical sunny summer day and can often be as hot as 35 degrees Celsius. That's about 95 degrees Fahrenheit to you and me. Australia's next door neighbors in New Zealand are the first to celebrate Christmas because they're just west of the international date line. And Australia is next. We exchange our Chrissy's Prezzies on Christmas morning, 22 hours before our friends in Hawaii. One of the most important traditions in Australia is the Carols by Candlelight concert held each year on December 24th. Thousands of people gather in amphitheaters and parks to hear and sing Christmas songs, and thousands of candles are lit, mirroring the starry sky. Several carols you may know have been given new words that are more in keeping with Australia's culture. Since you aren't likely to see snow or log fires this time of year. Since it's usually pretty hot outside, picnics and barbecues replace a heavy meal. The phrase Barbie on the beach has a whole different meaning in Australia than it would in Milford.
Ding dong bells in the air. Merry Christmas from down under.
From Australia, we travel to another warm and sunny locale, Southern Africa, where the local church service is a very important part of the Christmas celebration. Of course, there is no snow, but many beautiful varieties of flowers are in full bloom. And along with pine branches and fir trees, they are used for decorating homes and churches. Although African families don't do a lot of gift giving to one another, everyone gives a love offering as a birthday gift to the child of Christmas. In some communities, people give practical gifts to one another, such as school books, soap, cloth, and candles. The most common gift the children receive is a new set of clothes to be worn to the church service. As they prepare to attend the service, groups of carolers go from house to house, singing familiar Christmas songs and happily announcing, "Christ is coming." From Africa, we're headed due west across the South Atlantic Ocean to Latin America. Years ago, Spanish settlers came to the Americas and brought their musical and cultural heritage with them. A well-known Mexican legend tells the story of a poor boy who was on his way to the nativity scene at his church when he realized he had no gift for the Christ child. In order to not arrive empty-handed, he picked some greenery along the way to offer to baby Jesus. Upon placing it near the manger, the leaves at the end of the branches turn into a bright, red, star-shaped flower. The poinsettia, as it is known today, is still a popular and very common decoration this time of year. Mexicans celebrate Christmas with a procession for 9 consecutive days called La Posada, which reenacts Mary and Joseph's search for shelter before Jesus' birth. Beginning December 16th, participating families in each community arrive at a different home each evening for a feast. The children are blindfolded, then break open the decorated piñata, which is filled with candy and Christmas treats. On December 24th, La Posada concludes at the church with the midnight mass, where they sing lullabies to Jesus.
Thank you.
Mexico. Feliz Navidad.
Now that we're all warmed up, it's time to head north. Canada is our next destination, and it's likely to have lots of snow. Families in Quebec have been preparing for days for Réveillon, which means waking up, the feast that is served in each home in the middle of the night, after the Christmas Mass on Christmas Eve. Before going to Mass, the Christmas tree is decorated and a creche or nativity scene is placed under it. Part of their midnight Mass celebration includes a visit to the creche for each member of the family and a gift to the baby Jesus. Families come home from church to a meal of la tortillerie, a layered meat pie, and other Christmas dishes. Children open the gifts in their stockings during Réveillon, but save their big gifts to open on New Year's Day. Many families sing this carol about a shepherd girl's visit to the stable around a creche in their own homes. Takes us back to the middle of the globe, to Spain. Here, the celebration begins in early December and lasts through the first week of January and is filled with days of feasting and celebrating. On Christmas Eve, called Noche Buena, or Good Night, tiny oil lamps are lit in the windows of every home. Together, the family goes to midnight Mass to welcome Christmas Day. The Spanish say, "This is the good night, Noche Buena," so it is not meant for sleeping. The midnight Mass, known as the Rooster Mass, is named for the bird that they believe first announced the birth of Jesus. After going to midnight Mass and having an elaborate Christmas dinner, families gather around the manger scene in their homes to sing and dance. Many Spanish carols that originated in Catalonia, a region in the northeast part of Spain, have been sung in Spanish homes for hundreds of years and are known the world over. On January 5th, many neighborhoods enjoy a parade as the Cavalcade of Kings arrives in town. Later that evening, children place their shoes on the balcony or doorstep, filled with straw for the tired camels who are carrying the kings on their search for the newborn child. On the morning of January 6th, the presents are finally opened, representing the gifts the Magi brought to Jesus.
Thank you.
Catalonia in Spain, Bon Nadal.
As you can see, although Christmas is celebrated different ways in different places, and the greetings are unique in each land, we all share a lot this time of year. Traditions, generosity, music, love for family and friends, doing for others, and of course, lots of good food. Wherever you will spend your Christmas, and however you choose to celebrate it, we wish you a safe and happy holiday.
In God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As you heard the choir sing this morning, as they did the sermon for us, Christmas around the world, it doesn't matter where you are, we are still celebrating the birth of Christ. And again, you guys did a phenomenal job. Thank you so much for sharing your ministry. And as we leave this place, may the shalom of God, the love and compassion of Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.